This is Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert.
There's a new effort to put a woman on the $20 bill. The movement picked up steam earlier this week when the U.S. House joined the Senate in considering the Put a Woman on the 20 Act.
A group called Women on 20s has started an online petition to the White House to put a woman on the $20 bill. They've even conducted rounds of voting to determine which woman would be best on the bill.
And we want to know from you, do you think the U.S. should put a woman on paper money, currency? What woman do you think should be on the 20, and why, call in and make the case for that? Call with your suggestions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Susan Anna Stone joins us now. She's the executive director of Women on 20s. Susan, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about the beginning of this. Why are you making the case for women on paper money right now?
Well, the idea came to Barbara Ortiz Howard, my friend who founded this movement, that, she noticed most of us didn't notice that there were no women on our bills. And one day it just occurred to her that there was a big omission and that something should probably be done about it, especially given that we had the centennial of women's suffrage coming up in 2020. So she tried to interest a few organizations in taking this up. And when nobody came forward, she decided to try to get it done herself. She emailed friends asking, for their input, who they might think, was a good candidate. And she amassed a list. She talked to his historians and by and by she incorporated and I offered to help her give it some shape and direction. And together about a year ago, we came up with this plan and got a website going. And in March, we launched the voting. We've had well over 500,000 people vote to date.
Well, this movement is more in the spotlight now after the president revealed that a girl had written him a letter asking him to put a woman on national currency. Here she is now on the Today Show.
Sophia, that was pretty cool. What made you write the letter to the president?
Well, I was studying historical people in my classroom, and most of my friends who were studying boys had pictures of dollars and coins on their posters. So I was wondering, why are there no girls on dollars and coins for the United States?
Mm-hmm.
So I went home and I wrote the letter.
And Susan, that's been one of the cases made here, that this is a role model thing for young girls to see this prominence given to a woman. Do you think that's an important part of the argument here?
Oh, it's a very important part of the argument. We don't have enough reminders in our everyday lives of the contributions women have made in shaping our country. Many women were instrumental in securing a lot of the rights and protections we have today. So, they need to be seen. They need to be, people need to get to know them better. They should be taught in schools. These are women who've been behind the curtains for too long. So, I like to think of our paper money as kind of pocket monuments, where we can really begin to honor women alongside these men and, give them the respect they deserve and to, yes, make them role models for girls who can look up and say, I can accomplish great things and I will be valued for it.
I suppose if you want to be a stickler, you could point out that we had the Susan B. Anthony dollar coin from 1979 to 81. We had Sacagawea on the dollar coin. Why isn't that enough?
Well, how often do you get a Susan B. Anthony or Sacagawea given to you in change?
Pretty much never.
Right. They are used mostly as tokens in vending machines. And as Ellen DeGeneres said in her monologue last week, women are better than or can do more than just feed meters, I think she said. And that's exactly what our message is, that we want to see women in places on currency that we use all the time. When I go to the ATM, my screen shows me Andrew Jackson, and it spits out $20 bills more than any other denomination. So we want, you know, we want women to be in an important place and you know, in with bills that exchange hands every day.
Talking to Susan Addis Stone. She's the executive director of the group Women on 20s, making the case that the United States should have a woman on paper money, in particular the 20s, she is saying. You can join in with your thoughts and maybe your suggestions on who it could be at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Now, Susan, why the 20 in particular? You mentioned there, we run across them a lot in the vending machine, that's, or in the ATM, I should say. Apart from that, why the 20?
Well, there is the you know, the nice ring to a $20 bill in 2020 with the centennial, but there's also the aspect that Andrew Jackson, while he you know, was considered a great president of the people, he founded the Democratic Party, and he was a great military leader, and had, you know, has you know, a lot of credits to his presidency. He also has you know, some real dark aspects to his legacy, among them the Indian Removal Act that resulted in the Trail of Tears, where Native Americans were marched often at gunpoint across country under very harsh conditions, suffering starvation, exposure, and there were thousands of deaths. And that has really been laid at his feet. And, you know, the Trail of Tears is something a lot of people would like to forget. So there are places in this country, in Indian reservations, where they don't even accept the $20 bill in, you know, as payment.
And also, judging by history, he might not even have wanted to be on the $20 bill, right? He wasn't that
exactly
into paper money.
No, he spent most of his presidency fighting against the central bank system. He believed that paper money was illegitimate, that only gold and silver coin, you know, should be used as currency. So yeah, he would be appalled, I think, to see himself on a bill that we use so frequently. And yeah, so all of those things taken together, you know, seem to make a good case for switching him out for a woman of great great stature.
Well, that leads to the next question. We've been talking about why. Now let's get to the who. You had some rounds of voting. Who are the names who emerged as possibilities to go on the $20 bill?
Yeah, we had 15 people on a ballot that we called our primary. People were invited to vote for three of those 15. And when we counted up the 265,000 votes, the ones that came through were Eleanor Roosevelt, Rosa Parks, and Harriet Tubman, and not in any particular order. I'm just naming them. And we also then added Wilma Mankiller, the chief of the Cherokee Nation, the first female elected chief. And we did that because during the first few weeks of the campaign, we were picking up a sentiment out there, a very strong one, that people wanted a choice of a Native American if it was Andrew Jackson that we were going to be unseating. And so we didn't want to put her in the middle of a round. She would not have fared well. So we made the decision to add her to this final ballot to give people that option. And I must say she's polling quite well. So I think that was probably a good decision.
Well, let's get a start on our callers now. We've got Michael joining us in Appleton. Michael, hi.
Hi. When I first heard of this a few weeks ago, my first thoughts ran to Eleanor Roosevelt and Rosa Parks. But the more I reflected, the more I thought a woman whose achievements are in the arts rather than in politics, and if you will, a woman of a minority background would be appropriate. And so the first thought that came to me was Maya Angelou. Other countries celebrate people of the arts. Indeed, Mexico has many people of the arts on their bills. I think we should say we're more than just politics or customary views of history.
Got it. Thank you, Michael. So what about Maya Angelou and looking at women in the arts?
Yes, you know, we had Maya Angelou on our list. We started out with about 100 names, and she made it down to the last 30. And when we had that list of 30, we engaged more than 100 people, many of them historians and authors who, you know, had written, and museum curators who were very familiar with, you know, with the influencers, women influencers in our history. And so Maya Angelou was in that list of 30, but she did not get into the final 15. And the rubric we used was to try to find the women who had made the broadest and deepest impact. I think that possibly, the way we had two questions. One was about the impact and the other was about the challenges that these people faced in getting what they did accomplished.
We're talking right now to Susan Attistone about the movement to put a woman on the $20 bill.
And we're taking your calls. Who do you think should be on the $20 bill? If you could nominate any woman in history to be on American paper money, who would it be and why? Do you think we should have women on our money in the United States? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll continue our conversation and get to your calls in just a minute. First, a check of the latest headlines with Kristen Durst from WPR News.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're picking up our discussion with Susan Attistone from Women on 20s about the petition to replace Andrew Jackson with a woman on the $20 bill.
And we want to hear from you. What woman would you like to see on the 20? Do you want to see a woman on paper money at all? Call in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Go right to a caller. We've got Kim on the line in Madison. Kim, hi.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. To me, this is not an issue I can get passionate about. I don't know anyone that uses cash anymore. I could ask all my friends what their credit card number is. They could tell me, but they probably couldn't tell me who's on the 20 anyways. And I just wonder if maybe your time and effort should be redirected to something that's more meaningful to teaching about the women in history.
Kim, thanks for the call. Moving toward if not a cashless society, then a less cashy society. Maybe this isn't the battle to fight, Susan.
Well, I don't think they're going to stop the presses anytime soon. So, we do see this as kind of a stepping stone to bigger initiatives, having to do with gender equality. This is kind of low-hanging fruit. The country seems to have engaged with this very well. It's a great vehicle for teaching about women in history. We get every single day, we get literally dozens of letters from teachers around the country, or emails, I should say, telling us that their kids are so engaged with this, and they're thanking us for, you know, giving them this campaign to energize their classrooms. So, people want something small that they can do to make a contribution and to say, you know, how they feel about women's equality. So, you know, I think this campaign is more important than, you know, it may appear on the surface.
And Susan, just briefly before we get back to our callers, do you think that you're thinking about this as something that's symbolic along with practicality? You know, whether or not you think cash is important in our society right now, that it will mean something bigger in terms of symbolism when you see a woman on a 20, if you see a woman on a 20?
Yeah, symbols matter. And, our money is an international currency. So what we show the world matters. Our money circulates worldwide. It should carry a message of what we value. And that message should be that we value women on an equal basis as we value men. And so, I think that, that's what this is about more than anything.
Go back to our callers now. We've got Pam on the line in Wisconsin Rapids. Pam, hi.
Hi. I use cash still, and I think a lot of people still do use cash. And usually when you go to the bank, you don't want hundreds, so you ask for 50s and 20s. But I would truly like to see Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill, because to me she's a hero. She's representative of bravery, independence, strength, and freedom. Thank you very much.
Pam, thanks for the call. And Harriet Tubman, is she one of the finalists? I can't remember.
Yeah. She is. She is. And she's and if you go on our website and read her bio, I mean, it's just awe-inspiring what she did. I mean, we all know she was a conductor on the Underground Railroad, but, you know, some of her, it was, she was also a suffragist. She was, instrumental in some of the Civil War battles. She was given a military funeral. I mean, this, and then she built a nursing home or a hospital, you know, before she finally retired herself. I mean, she did all this while suffering from epilepsy, during her entire adult life. I mean, from an injury she suffered as a slave. I mean, this woman was extraordinary. So, there's so many like her who have, such, there's so much more that we may not really know about them until we look at, some choices like this and say, well, how do I compare these people? And then you start to see how hard it is to pick just one. But we see this person who comes out of this process is really just being a representative of all these amazing women.
Well, Pam, thank you for the call. We're going to go next to Will joining us in La Crosse. Hi, Will.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I get why she thinks that, or why she says that women deserve respect and recognition, but I definitely think that there are other ways to give them that respect that they deserve, because they are our mothers and our sisters, and they play a huge role in our lives. But there are a lot of heroes that were also men that did just as many good things, and I don't think it's particularly beneficial to society or even to our currency to just stir up change because it's change, and to say, oh, a woman needs to be there makes feminists seem more like man-haters than like people who are seeking equality.
All right. Well, thank you for your thoughts on that, Will. And Susan, what about that? Is it too sort of radical to take an established piece of currency been around for a long time and make this move now?
Well, these portraits haven't been changed since 1929, and we're a pretty different country than we were then. And I think the money should reflect that. We're more diverse. We're more inclusive. We treat women differently. And that should be, I think, reflected. If we were starting over today and redesigning all of our bills, I don't think we would put only white men on them. So this is an opportunity to kind of bring our money into the 21st century. And I might note, by the way, that every denomination is redesigned every 7 to 10 years or so to keep ahead of counterfeiters and for security reasons. So the 20 is up for redesign. There is no need for any additional appropriation. So this is not costing the taxpayers any more money. That money is already in the Treasury budget. And if we keep within the rules of the redesign, it doesn't have to be approved by Congress either. So this is a simple act that can happen, tomorrow, and then it will take a little while for the redesign to actually happen and for the bills to get into circulation, which is why we're starting now.
Talking to Susan Addis Stone, Executive Director of Women on 20s, about the campaign to get a woman on paper currency in the United States, focusing on the 20. I'll go back to our callers at 800-642-1234. Julio is on the line in Milwaukee. Hi.
Hi. I'm calling because I particularly picked up on an earlier caller's comment that many people don't even know who's on the 20. I know it's Andrew Jackson, and he's a bit of a controversial figure. And my question, which may have just been answered, was why are we going after the 20? Is it because of the Jackson thing, or should we go after maybe the $100 bill, which is used more widely throughout the world?
All right, Julio, thanks. The 100 may be a case to be made for that, Susan?
Well, I don't think that the 100 is used nearly as often in this country than it, you know, as the 20. And as far as, you know, yeah, I think that if you polled people or did a, you know, a person on the street interview, I think that most people would not be able to tell you who was on the 20. But I think that, you know, if we change the 20 to the face of a woman, that's going to be news. People are going to notice that. And I think they're going to notice that change. And I think everybody's going to be able to tell you who it is. And I think that's worth doing.
And Susan, as you've been pointing out, we are a pluralistic society that is not reflected in our currency, which is a big reason why you're doing this. But do you see other groups seeing this perhaps be successful and wanting representation on other denominations?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it could set something in motion that way. And, you know, who knows? This could be the first of many changes. But Jacob Lew, the Treasury Secretary, was asked in an interview recently, you know, whether he would put a woman on the 20, and he, you know, he was a bit coy in his answer, but he said that they were reconsidering. You know, they were looking at modernizing our currency. He didn't define exactly what that meant. I know that there are some, they may be, you know, changing, making our money more tactile so that blind people, you know, can use it more easily. But, you know, I think he was also trying to say that they were open to a change like this, because it is a way of bringing our money, you know, into the modern age.
As we wrap up, Susan, measures in Congress, briefly, do you think this is going to happen, even maybe during this session, that this decision will be made?
It's hard to say. I mean, there hasn't been much opposition voiced in the, you know, 10 days or so that these bills have been out there. That's encouraging to me. And I think it will send a signal to the president that, you know, this is something he can do that will be supported. So I think it's a very doable thing.
Susan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. And please go vote at www.womenon20s.org. The polls are open.
That was Susan Addis Stone, Executive Director of Women on 20. She was with us to talk about the effort to replace Andrew Jackson with a notable woman on the $20 bill.
I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. News is next here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.